Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, it is Dom time. Coming to you from the Faraway Plaza. Unbelievable turnout this year. Stop by on your way. Don't forget that Chickie and Pete's is paying your tolls from 4 until 5 today. A little bit of a different time. And that is eastbound. Quite an extravaganza here. A petting zoo, antique car. Dan with me here. Some guests stopping by. And we'll bring you guests throughout the afternoon here on Talk Radio 1210. But the big story yesterday has to be, and into today, the Trump rally yesterday in South Bronx. The Wildwood rally's significance was the number, America's vacation point for the middle class, lower middle class, tapping into that. But yesterday, there were the guesstimates on the high side, 25,000. I don't know about that, but 20,000. We had people like AOC early in the morning crowing about the idea that it couldn't be better. This is cut one, Jim. Here's AOC telling us the weather was going to plan. Thank God.
He's doing it in the South Bronx, not to make a point, but because he's got court. And the man practically has the legal version of an ankle bracelet around him, and he can't leave the five boroughs because he always has to be in court. And so it is truly an embarrassment to him, and I am looking forward to the response of everyday Bronxites talking about how they feel about him coming to their back.
Well, I don't think so. After yesterday, that may not be the case, because even CNN talking about the fact of how well received that President Trump was yesterday. Jim, this cut nine. Here is the CNN commentator with Jake Tapper. By the way, did you see on the debate the Biden and Manning? Trump had a lot of fun with this, that they be seated when debating. Now, if Trump agrees to this, after all the other nonsense, can Biden, Biden have a bib on? Yeah. Can the yacht use words more than one syllable?
Come on.
Have a little bit of fun as we're heading into Memorial Day. Whenever you feel like throughout the show.
Can he not stand for 90 minutes? Is that it?
Exactly. We should have asked as a side question. We have something summery here since we're on the cusp of summer. The greatest season of all. I don't want to hear any of those fall people out there. What is a funny Biden demand that they might try it, that the debate be more, no more than 2 minutes? You stand up and say what you've done and what you're going to do. Good night, everybody. Now they want to be seated. I think he's done debates before where he stood up for 90 minutes. Is that what it is? Is it just something about the Adderall? I have to do a little bit of research, Dan, and see if Adderall kicks in better if you're seated. That might be it.
I mean, can we agree to standing if we do it like a hockey game where there's three periods with two intermissions?
Yeah, so that's right. Have an intermission.
You can have a 15-minute sit-down for a...
If you're seated, is there a little guy in a trap door
saying... they have to be stuck in their own independent room, like in
exactly,
solitary, right?
Exactly. Yeah, different states, different places, okay? It is remarkable. Now, Trump, I don't think, has agreed to that. But here's what CNN said yesterday, and this is cut nine, about the Trump crowd and why this was a master stroke going to the Bronx.
Well, certainly a bigger crowd than I think Democrats would like to see, particularly given this is one of the bluest counties in the entire country. Now, one of the things that was interesting to me is that the Trump campaign said that they were going to micro-target to get people from the community to come to this rally. I wasn't sure what to expect. I've gone to a lot of these rallies across the country, and there are often people who travel hundreds of miles to see Donald Trump, and they're not necessarily part of the community. However, one of the things that I found was that there were a lot of people here that were actually from the Bronx. Before we even came into the rally, so that, of course, once we were in, it was all people supporting him. Before we actually even came in, we talked to a number of people outside in the community, and the reaction to him being here was really mixed. You had people saying he doesn't belong here, he should get out, but you also had a number of people, voters, who told me that they had supported Biden in 2020. They were very unhappy, particularly with the state of the economy, and they were looking for alternatives, namely former President Donald Trump.
All right. Now, what Trump should do, and again, you know, I don't want to hear from you about, criticizing Trump, telling him what to do. He's a genius. I see what the genius is. I just want consistency of the genius. Just do this every time. I'll give you what he did not do yesterday in contrast to what Biden has done. But I'll give you first in contrast to Trump. You can mock Biden. You can be funny about that. You can call Chris Christie a fat pig and all. It's hilarious. I'm not saying anything about that. Don't go into your own personal grievance. Let's not go back to 2020 and all that stuff. And he didn't. Stick with the message yesterday, particularly in New York where he's known, what he's accomplished in life, what he wants to do, and opportunity is the message. This was better than Wildwood, in my view. All right, now we were at Wildwood. It's heresy to say that, but watching this, it was better because this was a diverse crowd. It was a breakout crowd. It was working class America coming with Trump, without a doubt. Here's what it wasn't. Trump did not put on any kind of affected fake accent like a Hillary Clinton has done at various events.
Can you imagine putting on a Bronx accent?
Yes. Yeah. By the way, do we have those Bronx tail cuts that I sent?
Oh, I don't have those. Down,
All right, well, maybe we'll get them because it wasn't voted number one, but this was a Bronx tail, and I know what the number one should be. And Jim, you may do it in a little bit here, what the number one from the Bronx tail is. The commentators like something else. The number two is the correct answer. It's very short. We'll get to that. So the second thing he didn't do, he didn't tell the people of the Bronx that they were victims. He told them that they could solve their community's problems themselves, and he'd be along to help. He didn't demonize any group of Americans as the evil other, not like Hochul, the governor of New York, who called them clowns. I'll play you that in a moment. Governor Hochul, pre this event, this is cut eight. Here's what she said about Trump and his supporters coming to the Bronx.
Well, I'll tell you, it won't make a difference at all, Jake, and that is for Donald Trump to be the ringleader of and invite all his clowns to a place like the Bronx.
Oh, come on.
New York will never, ever support Donald Trump for president. We know him better than anyone, and that means we understand what he's all about. It's just for himself. So this state will go solidly behind Joe Biden for president, as it has in the past. So he wants to spend his time doing these made-up fake rallies and pretending they're support here. Be my guest, because while you're doing that, Donald Trump, Joe Biden's out there on the other side making sure he's delivering for all Americans. And so go ahead, spend all your time you want in New York, because we'll be with Joe Biden, and Joe Biden's out there winning over the rest of the battleground states.
Can this person possibly believe that? I don't know what's worse. I think she might. In other words, she doesn't get it. When Trump goes to a place like this, there's something called social media, talk radio, YouTube, and everything else, and some of the major media have to cover it just to be competitive because it's a spectacle. The whole country is seeing this, and what's their takeaway? Their takeaway is that Trump is not a racist. Trump is beloved there, maybe in a different way than a lot of politicians would be. It's a different thing, but it's a breakthrough. If that can be married with more of the suburbs this time, it's a clear winner. Trump did not promise to solve the problems of the Bronx with hand distribution. He promised jobs, 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 opportunity. Democrats have left you down, which is true. We've heard that from every Republican. Why does it resonate more with Trump? I can't imagine even Obama, maybe during his presidency.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Dom Giordano with you at the Faraway Plaza. You get in at 855-839-1210. So yesterday, better than Wildwood. I don't care what anyone says. And as wild and as good as the crowd was here, that's exactly the message. You got to realize there are people across the country, all they're hearing, Trump, racism, Trump supporters, racism. They see this crowd. They see the fun that Trump was having. They see the love that he had with a lot of people there in the South Bronx. That's all good. That all translates to at the moment of make, you got to realize that I know it's hard to believe. How could anybody be on the border? I don't know if I'll vote for Trump or Biden in this. How would you not know at this point which one you're going to vote for? But the bottom line is there are people, there's 200,000 of them maybe or so, 250 in the six swing states. By the way, never count North Carolina as a swing state. It is not. It will not be. If Trump loses North Carolina, he's not going to win the election. Don't play their game on that. There are six, and we have the major one here without a doubt. Here is Charles Blow. He is the lead guy at the New York Times. And he says the quiet part out loud, this will be cut 16, but he means it negatively. I mean it, what he says here, positively of what Trump did there yesterday. Here's Charles Blow.
What will be the point of Donald Trump going to the Bronx and bigging up Putin, Xi Jinping, and Kim Jong-un in a place he can never win? The Bronx is full of black and Latino folk, and he's not fond of those.
Right. Well, but you said it yourself in your question. He's not going to win New York. He's not going to win the Bronx. But that audience is not the Bronx. Yeah. The audience is everyone else in states that he could possibly win. And what he tries to do, and there's no downside for him to do this, by the way, what he's trying to do is to signal to other people, signal to people in swing states who are white, who don't want to be thought of as voting for a racist, to soften the ground say, well, maybe he's not such a racist. Also, to maybe shave off a couple of percentage points among blacks and Hispanics. Also, people who look at it and say, I don't want to vote for a racist. And they say, well, maybe he's not as racist as they say that he is. This is signaling to other people, has nothing to do with New York, has nothing to do with the Bronx.
Yeah, the Unified Reich thing, he just says things like that. It's Trump. That's what they want us to be. Unified Reich is like a thing. It's like an actual, Google it.
Yeah, that's Google what they're saying out there in Google the Pennsylvania and all. I can't vote for a guy with the Unified Reich. And then Joe Biden totters off and goes three different ways off the... Oh, man, what will the handlers do at the debate to get him off the stage? If he gets all confused and he's walking to the back, well, knocks over...
If he is anything actually like a Roomba, I guess he could put a trail of dust and he'll follow it out of the room, right?
You know what? That's not a bad idea. Put something
like a lost Roomba running into walls and stuff.
But the more good directions you give him, Dan, the more he seems to have trouble doing it. Instead of telling him... Just get off the stage any way that you can. Jump down the front of the stage and you're better off. I don't even think
I do not want to see Joe Biden jump off anything.
I don't even think it's as bad. What I would do if I were them, I'd have Jill Biden, she's going to take him off like a caretaker, but run and give him a passionate kiss and grab him off as a tear caker. It'd be the acting thing of the year.
Like walking a bride over the threshold?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Carry Joe over the threshold. All right, 855-839-1210, but we have more. I've never seen this before. Her name is Rinaldi, correspondent for CBS. Watched it this morning, though. Listen to what she said about that crowd in the South Bronx.
What else really stood out to you about the rally?
I will say this rally did look a lot like America. There was a lot of Asian voters there. There were a lot of Hispanic voters, a lot of black voters there, which is not typical for a Trump rally that I go to when I'm in Wisconsin or Michigan. Yeah. So that's what was fascinating.
But it is a cross-section of New York.
Exactly, exactly. And that's specifically why Trump was there yesterday. Those are key demographics that he sees are starting to break for him just a little bit. Mm-hmm. That door is opening for Hispanic voters to start voting for Trump in record numbers. They want to capitalize that on that in this election. They think if they do, it'll spell success for them.
All right. One more on yesterday, and I'd love to hear what you heard from it. Again, just do this. If you get tired, it's not entertaining to me. Be quiet. Just do what he did yesterday in various locales. It is a winner. It looks good on so many levels. These are the media not wanting to. They're trying to spin it, and they're having trouble getting caught up in their own spin. And here's the issue Trump talked about yesterday, other than opportunity, that I think does resonate with particularly African-American males and somewhat with Latinos. This, Jim, this is cut 14. Here's what Trump said about illegal immigration.
African-Americans are getting slaughtered. Hispanic-Americans are getting slaughtered. And these millions and millions of people that are coming into our country, the biggest impact and the biggest negative impact is against our black population and our Hispanic population, who are losing their jobs, losing their housing, losing everything they can lose.
Absolutely. Come to Philadelphia. Go to Atlanta. Go to Detroit. Go to Phoenix. Same kind of message. Stick on it in those places. All this is trying to move it a percentage point here and there with these voters. All right? And in the other voters out there saying, well, you know, Trump seems pretty well received there yesterday. How could this guy be that big of a racist? Maybe he's only a little bit of a racist. I can vote for him. I know it's hard to get inside the mind of these suburban voters.
Wow.
But they are making decisions in which they're on the fence and they're making a determination. Can I vote for a guy who's only a little bit of a racist? That's a new campaign thing. By the way, what are the Biden people meeting with this week? More wasted time and money. Should they call President Trump, say, by this time next week, a convicted felon? Well, we know that's not going to happen.
Is that really a meeting that they're having?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were making a joke here.
No. Mediaite just has a big column with all kinds of sources. Should they... Because they actually believe, what else could they hope to believe, that he's going to be convicted? Now, there's a much less chance that he's going to be completely acquitted. He's not going to be acquitted. There's no way. But the chance of him being guilty is rapidly diminishing. It is going to be a hung jury. I can't wait. I hope it happens at 12:01 someday next week.
Do you think it's going to be a retrial, though?
Yes, I think they will retry, but I don't think they're going to be able to do it based upon any number of things by actually get the trial.
So if it does go all the way to a retrial, is that a good look, bad look for...
That's a great look.
Yeah.
Now Trump can say, and I beat him once already, bring it on, I'm going to beat you again. Plus, the persecution complex.
Yeah.
And how in the world are they going to do better the second time around? This was their best shot. Michael Cohen's going to be worse. The second time, I would put Stormy Daniels into the have a nice day into the prime seat, and I would put into the lesser seat.
Bring her on the air.
Put it. No. We don't have a dump button here.
Come on.
Glad to know I'm sitting in a flower garden if there's trouble. I didn't mean to start anything here. 855-839-TRUMP.
Oh, these Trump rallies in South Bronx really get people
right.
going, though.
Bring them. Trump's going to be in the flower garden over here in 5 minutes. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Side question today.
Didn't say anything offensive.
Get in early because we might have a crunch schedule at the end. We got a lot of people out there in the field. Covering things today, including the mayor of Wildwood, including we have our guy, Robin Schaefer, on the boardwalk. I went and dug up the article from last year, and I wanted to throw this in because inflation is the other thing that Trump can easily talk about. The article in the Inquirer last year attacked Manco and Manco, great guy that we had on the owner, a quality product. They said a pizza, plain pizza, cost $39. They had to reprint it. That was a specialty pizza. The pizza was $25 for a plain pizza. We had him on, and he laid out all the costs that had gone up. The other was the Duval Inn. $340 for four adults and three kids they were complaining about. They had lunch, and they all had mullable drinks. Yeah, how much is mullable? I want to see the ticks.
That's how you rack it up, right?
I've never been there, but I'm thinking of going this time just because of how, you know, like their corporate greed of suddenly they're going to jack it up.
If I go back out with you for dinner, would you complain if I ordered a couple drinks?
Yes, of course I would. Are you kidding me? That's inappropriate. Someone invites you to dinner, you can't be ordering drinks.
You don't think so?
No. It's not a carte blanche.
Tell my future brother.
In fact, if somebody invites me to dinner, I order less. Thank you, Tom.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. I'm trying to get a message out there. If that person happens to be listening, that you don't order a bunch of drinks when you go out.
Just get tap water.
Just because it's on their tab doesn't mean they want to pay.
Yes, $340 though, and they were complaining as if corporate greed has hit the shore. Now, really, what it is, it's the cost that these people have to now. At the shore, are you going to pay more? Yes, they have the attraction of the shore, and we know that historically.
Yeah.
But they're not suddenly juicing prices just because Bob Casey Jr. says they are. By the way, Bob Casey Jr. Got caught in the McCormick race. Daily Caller has it. He wrote this long letter when asked about transgendered athletes taking away female spots. And he said this is the most overvalued hoax that he's ever seen. Really? I'd love to see a debate, if he could stay awake, with Bob Casey Jr. and Riley Gaines.
He would have to be sitting, too, the entire
time. Yeah, he'd have to be sitting. Is this going to be a new Democrat thing? Is Casey Jr. going to say, well,
they all want stools, Dom.
It's more civil to be seated. No, I want the debate. Oh, they definitely won't do this. The one that Trump and Hillary did, debate two, where they walk around. The walk around debate was the all time.
You just see Trump, slither in the background of
Trump
Hillary.
Is coming up behind Hillary. She turns around. Can you imagine Joe Biden shuffling around with Trump behind him?
Yeah.
The temptation to mock him. No, that might.
They should add a physical challenge portion to the debates.
All right. 855-839-1210. So here's with that. Hit us with that smell. Hit us with that smell of summer. Hit us with that smell of the Jersey Shore. That's what we're looking for on the side question. But do get in early here. And coming up, we're going to talk with Mayor Ernie Triano, friend and mayor of the city of Wildwood, as they kick off the summer. A little bit later on, we'll go to the boardwalk in Ocean City. Prices. How much would you think a beach? I think beach chairs were $60. They reached last year. I remember at one point. And my complaint, I have one in the car as evidence. The wood is cheap on the side. Tell Roe, no, it has to be a metal on the side.
Yeah.
It just cracks. We have two of them that are cracked.
Do you have a cup holder?
Yes.
Okay.
A cup
you got to have a cup holder.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
$60 though.
Wow.
Pizza prices, I'm not sure how much they've gone up, so we'll throughout the summer see.
One more shore etiquette thing?
Yes.
Do you carry both the chairs when you go down the beach, or do you make Ro carry her own?
I carry both
of
them. Yeah.
Good.
They're not that heavy. It's not a hard thing. Okay. All right.
They are kind of heavy now, though, with all the things they've added on.
The one I have is a director's chair somebody gave me.
Really? Wait, you sit there on the beach in a director's chair?
It has a canopy over it. It's a whole thing. Yes, of course. It's heavy. By the way,
ready for my shot.
Mayor of North Wildwood, free to call in. How is the sand going? All I care about is the 14th Street Beach. I hear they're taking 1 billion cubic feet in, but I don't know if that's enough. Hey, don't miss out on the memorial sale at Rescue Natural Supplements going on now. Prices rising across the country. Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy two bottles, get buy three bottles, get two free bottles. So stock up on your favorite. Save big with Rescue, rollback pricing, and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 2015 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale with Rescue. To order, 800-26-LIFE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the memorial deals are going on now through May 30th. Go shop res-q.com. res-q.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Time here at the Jersey Shore. We're almost the Farley Plaza. Stop by Petting Zoo. Tolls paid 4 until 5. And our thoughts turn to Wildwood. What is old is new again. Mayor Ernie Triano, longtime mayor, back as mayor. And he joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Here, Ernie. Thanks for joining us. What's happening in Wildwood today?
Well, I'll tell you what. The sun is shining bright. The liquid sunshine that was here earlier is gone. It's probably in the mid-70s already. It's an absolutely beautiful day. And I'm sitting on the boardwalk in one of the greatest restaurants that ever existed on the boardwalk, the Hot Spot One, the original Hot Spot, with the Caravangelos family. And we're just sitting here with my public works director and my assistant public works director, and we are just looking at what we finished up on the boardwalk in the Cedar Avenue section.
So is today the opening of the ocean? Does Wildwood do something like they do in Ocean City and the rest?
We have most everybody's ocean anyway, so yeah, we open it up, and I believe it's being opened here probably about now, to be honest with you.
So, Ernie, with all those public works guys here, we hear it's a multi-million-dollar renovations of what, the boardwalk?
Absolutely. Rich Herron and Charlie Cripps were the superintendent and assistant superintendent that actually oversaw the engineering that was happening here and the work. And believe me, the boardwalk is absolutely gorgeous in what they did with Chavone Construction. And I got to be honest with you, the boardwalk is really, really looking great this year.
Any huge event, not going to be anything like the rally for a while, I think, unless you know something, Ernie. What's the big event in Wildwood this summer?
We got a big one coming up in about 3 weeks, I guess, 3 to 4 weeks, the Country Music Festival. That's probably in the vicinity of 125,000 people over the 4 days, maybe even more. And that's, if you take a look at that lineup, that's an international lineup of all your top country music music stars. So that is really the big event we have in the summer, along with all the soccer events, the lacrosse events, the frisbee events. There's always something. We always suggest people go up on the website so that they can see all the stuff. There's something happening here pretty much every day.
Yeah, that's a big event, but it kind of corresponds with the diamond event of the Country Music Festival, Mayor Ernie. You know what that is, Dom Giordano Day on June 21st.
Ernie, you tease 125,000 people, but you haven't seen that 100,000 are those that are out for Dom Giordano Day specifically.
At least.
Yeah.
Well, you have to understand, the people, they're actually coming to see Dom. And the Country Music Festival is just a side attraction.
Well, we want to officially invite you. The mayor of Wildwood always comes to our festivities on the 21st, Ernie, whatever time works for you at Mulligan's, around the corner from you. So just roll right over there from noon until 3. You will be on the air with us and a featured guest.
Well, I will always make that. That's something we look forward to each year, having you down in our community. And like I say, you're in my neighborhood over that way, so we're honored to have you here, as always.
Thanks, Ernie. Enjoy the rest of the day. Thanks for popping on with us.
You also. Thank you, and everyone. I'd like to say happy Memorial Day, but there's nothing happy about remembering those people who sacrificed and gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we can do what we do. It's a solemn time of the day to handle these great heroes that we have.
Absolutely. Ernie, thank you. Thanks very much. To that point, I'll be on Monday, noon until 2, and then we have a best of, some of the best stuff we've had recently. Dan will be with me noon until 2, Monday, live show. And the side question already be thinking about is greatest American in honor of Memorial Day, and some of the greatest are those in the military who sacrificed, to Ernie's point, around this time. All right, side question today, though. Summer, particularly shore smells. Hit us with any one of those that you think. Do not wait to the end. I don't know how many people will be able to get on at the end. We got a lot of people popping in. We're here at Farley, big crowd. If you're on your way to the shore, stop in. I think there's crab fries. There are petting zoos.
You said there's a petting zoo, and that got me very excited. I'm going to head over
this,
there.
This vintage car show that's going on. I'm waiting to see today, you know, maybe they'll dump it late today, what the jury instructions are going to be, because the jury instructions are going to give us a lot of an inkling toward the two or three holdout jurors, which I think there will be. What will they be able to hang their hat on based upon what the judge tells them? And I can't imagine how he's going to tell them what the elements of the second crime are that Trump allegedly committed. Doubtful there's even a first crime. It might be a misdemeanor. What's the second crime that he had intent to commit? And I think they'll be able to shield themselves against the jurors that are just hell-bent to convict President Trump. All right, so 855-839-1210, that's how you get in. But the Trump rally yesterday, if Trump can consistently do that based upon, again, in New York, because he is moored to New York until next week. But he should come here to Philadelphia. Now, you know, I think New York has the reputation, but I would tell you there will be a stronger contingent of protesters here, I think, in Philadelphia. But Trump plays off them very well. And I think you will see a turnout similar to what you saw in the South Bronx how a lot of African Americans, some of them celebrities, Latinos particularly, and it's not about winning the blue city. It's simply about having fun, putting the messages of opportunity out there across the country. And people that are swing voters, independent voters, unsure about Trump, see something like this. We'll see the polling the next couple of days. You'll see that he's gone up among those voters. And it's all a game of numbers, small numbers here and there, that are going to determine this whole thing. But the news yesterday, Trump saying the Biden people wanted to debate sitting down. Now, he appears to have rejected it, but I'm not sure. Also, the...
Give him a couch.
Yeah, the VP intrigue continues, and he seemed to be touting Ben Carson for some reason yesterday.
Oh, no.
Ben Carson is not going to be the VP.
I've turned completely
that down.
On Carson,
yeah, that's
though.
Not going to happen. Nikki Haley has better odds, I think, than half of these people. And the Haley endorsement, or sort of endorsement, is a big thing. It takes away something the Biden people were hoping to use in the suburbs and the like. You can tell by the attacks of the media how let down they are that Nikki Haley dared to say Biden was a catastrophe.
Did Biden's people really think that Nikki Haley was going to endorse Biden or just stay out of it?
No, but that she was going to savage Trump.
Gotcha.
That it was going to be not just staying out of it. There was going to be more, I can't vote for Trump. I'm going to be writing in X or something like
that. Well, now
that
she's given this soft endorsement to Trump, what does Trump gain by adding her as a VP? I mean, it doesn't win any more voters. All her voters are now...
I hear that, but I think that would be even a further endorsement. Mm. Her voters are not necessarily following yet. It's going to take a little bit more, but they are not going to go with Biden. This helps to keep them away from Biden, I think.
Do you think it takes Nikki Haley for them to fully go with Trump as a VP?
No, I think in the end, a number of them are going to vote for Trump just because they can't see Biden, the catastrophe and all. They can't. Maybe some of them won't vote is what will happen.
Yeah.
But there's no way it would be Ben Carson. Hmm. I just don't see that play at all. I like J.D. Vance. Ohio is safe, but then you got to go through another Senate race.
For betting money, who would you put it on?
Yeah, at this point, I would say it's not an unknown. It's some of the people that he's talked about. I hate to say it, but I think it's going to be Tim Scott. I think Tim Scott is the leader here. Mm. I don't understand why. I mean, the obvious stuff, but I don't understand that.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
About time here at the Jersey Shore. We're almost at Farley Plaza. Stop by Petting Zoo. Tolls paid 4 until 5. And our thoughts turn to Wildwood. What is... Old is new again. Mayor Ernie Triano, longtime mayor, back as mayor. And he joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ernie, thanks for joining us. What's happening in Wildwood today?
Well, I'll tell you what. The sun is shining bright. The liquid sunshine that was here earlier is gone. It's probably in the mid-70s already. It's an absolutely beautiful day. And I'm sitting on the boardwalk in one of the greatest restaurants that ever existed on the boardwalk, the Hot Spot One, the original Hot Spot, with the Caravangelis family. And we're just sitting here with my public works director and my assistant public works director, and we are just looking at what we finished up on the boardwalk in the Cedar Avenue section.
So is today the opening of the ocean? Does Wildwood do something like they do in Ocean City and the rest?
We actually... Well, we have most everybody's ocean anyway, so yeah, we open it up, and I believe it's being opened here probably about now, to be honest with you.
So, Ernie, with all those public works guys here, we hear it's a multi-million-dollar renovations of what, the boardwalk?
Absolutely. Rich Herron and Charlie Cripps were the superintendent and assistant superintendent that... actually oversaw the engineering that was happening here and the work. And believe me, the boardwalk is absolutely gorgeous in what they did with Chavone Construction. And I got to be honest with you, the boardwalk is really, really looking great this year.
Any huge event, not going to be anything like the rally for a while, I think, unless you know something, Ernie. What's the big event in Wildwood this summer?
Oh, we got a big one coming up in about 3 weeks, I guess. 3 to 4 weeks, the Country Music Festival. That's probably in the vicinity of a 125,000 people over the 4 days, maybe even more. And that's, if you take a look at that lineup, that's an international lineup of all your top country music music stars. So that is really the big event we have in the summer, along with all the soccer events, the lacrosse events, the frisbee events. There's always something. We always suggest people go up on the website so that they can see all the stuff. There's something happening here pretty much every day.
Yeah, that's a big event, but it kind of corresponds with the Diamond event of the Country Music Festival, Mayor Ernie. You know what that is, Dom Giordano Day on June 21st.
Ernie, you tease 125,000 people, but you haven't seen that 100,000 of those are for Dom Giordano Day specifically.
At least.
Yeah.
Well, you have to understand, the people, they're actually coming to see Dom. And the Country Music Festival is just a side attraction.
Well, we want to officially invite you. The mayor of Wildwood always comes to our festivities on the 21st, Ernie, whatever time works for you at Mulligan's, around the corner from you. So just roll right over there from noon until 3. You will be on the air with us and a featured guest.
Well, I will always make that. That's something we look forward to each year, having you down in our community. And like I say, you're in my neighborhood over that way, so we're honored to have you here, as always.
Thanks, Ernie. Enjoy the rest of the day. Thanks for popping on with us.
You also. Thank you, and everyone. I'd like to say happy Memorial Day, but there's nothing happy about remembering those people who sacrificed and gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we can do what we do. It's a solemn time of the day to handle these great heroes that we have.
Absolutely. Ernie, thank you. Thanks very much. To that point, I'll be on Monday, noon until 2, and then we have a best of, some of the best stuff we've had recently. Dan will be with me noon until 2, Monday, live show. And the side question already be thinking about is greatest American in honor of Memorial Day, and some of the greatest are those in the military who sacrificed, to Ernie's point, around this time. All right, side question today, though. Summer, particularly shore smells. Hit us with any one of those that you think. Do not wait to the end. I don't know how many people will be able to get on at the end. We got a lot of people popping in. We're here at Farley, big crowd. If you're on your way to the shore, stop in. I think there's crab fries. There are petting zoos.
You said there's a petting zoo, and that got me very excited. I'm going to head over
this,
there.
This vintage car show that's going on. I'm waiting to see today, you know, maybe they'll dump it late today, what the jury instructions are going to be, because the jury instructions are going to give us a lot of an inkling toward the two or three holdout jurors, which I think there will be. What will they be able to hang their hat on based upon what the judge tells them? And I can't imagine how he's going to tell them what the elements of the second crime are that Trump allegedly committed. Doubtful there's even a first crime. It might be a misdemeanor. What's the second crime that he had intent to commit? And I think they'll be able to shield themselves against the jurors that are just hell-bent to convict President Trump. All right, so 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. But the Trump rally yesterday, if Trump can consistently do that based upon, again, in New York, because he is moored to New York until next week. But he should come here to Philadelphia. Now, you know, I think New York has the reputation, but I would tell you there will be a stronger contingent of protesters here, I think, in Philadelphia. But Trump plays off them very well. And I think you will see a turnout similar to what you saw in the South Bronx, of a lot of African Americans, some of them celebrities, Latinos particularly. And it's not about winning the blue city. It's simply about having fun, putting the messages of opportunity out there across the country. And people that are swing voters, independent voters, unsure about Trump, see something like this. We'll see the polling the next couple of days. You'll see that he's gone up among those voters. And it's all a game of numbers, small numbers here and there, that are going to determine this whole thing. But the news yesterday, Trump saying the Biden people wanted to debate sitting down. Now, he appears to have rejected it, but I'm not sure. Also, the...
Give him a couch.
Yeah, the VP intrigue continues, and he seemed to be touting Ben Carson for some reason yesterday.
Oh, no.
Ben Carson is not going to be the VP.
I've turned completely
that down.
Carson,
yeah, that's not going to happen. Nikki Haley has better odds, I think, than half of these people. And the Haley endorsement, or sort of endorsement, is a big thing. It takes away something the Biden people were hoping to use in the suburbs and the like. You can tell by the attacks in the media how let down they are that Nikki Haley dared to say Biden was a catastrophe.
Did Biden's people really think that Nikki Haley was going to endorse Biden? Or just stay out of it?
No, but that she was going to savage Trump.
Gotcha.
That it was going to be not just staying out of it. There was going to be more, I can't vote for Trump. I'm going to be writing in X or something.
Well, now that
like
she's given this soft endorsement to Trump, what does Trump gain by adding her as a VP? I mean, it doesn't win any more voters. All her voters are now.
I hear that, but I think that would be even a further endorsement. Mm. Her voters are not necessarily following yet. It's going to take a little bit more, but they are not going to go with Biden. This helps keep them away from Biden, I think.
Do you think it takes Nikki Haley for them to fully go with Trump as a VP?
No, I think in the end, a number of them are going to vote for Trump just because they can't see Biden, the catastrophe and all. They can't. Maybe some of them won't vote is what will happen.
Yeah.
But there's no way it would be Ben Carson. Hmm. I just don't see that play at all. I like J.D. Vance. Ohio is safe, but then you got to go through another Senate race.
For betting money, who would you put it on?
Yeah, at this point, I would say it's not an unknown. It's some of the people that he's talked about. I hate to say it, but I think it's going to be Tim Scott. I think Tim Scott is the leader here. Mm. I don't understand why. I mean, the obvious stuff, but I don't understand that. It's not going to be somebody out of the box. It's not going to be somebody we didn't hear of. He's moving toward this. Here's the kicker, too. I'm not sure the reasoning here. He's apparently going to wait until the convention, the first or second day of the convention, to announce who the VP is.
Good idea, bad idea?
Oh, it keeps us guessing until then.
Yeah.
It's something on a convention day. I'd like to see a VP, though, that can, you know, be up and running on the way to the convention prior to that.
Does the team know that there's not one person that's not going to face at least a little pushback, and that's why they want to kind of push it as far as they can?
I think it's Trump. I don't think it's him. Yeah, I think it's his sense of drama. Mm. And people like Don Jr. and all have sworn it can't be Nikki Haley, so... I take that message.
He's very,
I think
very
Trump
enthusiastic about that.
Knows he's riding high now, but he's an incredibly calculating guy, and he's going to realize in the end this is going to be close. Factors that we can't tell right now. I think we'll know more once we have a hung jury this week of where this race is going to go. But I would say it's not going to be somebody unknown out there at the last minute that he just plucks out. Okay, we'd love to have you get in, 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question. Coming up, who are the, in a Harvard-Harris poll, what are the institutions, what institution that is the most esteemed in America, although they even have people talking negatively about them? I have the top 20, like where does Hamas rate? How many people are favorable in America to Hamas? 14% are favorable.
What?
Yes,
favorable?
14% favor them, yes.
Wow.
They have a negative 51. That's the highest negative. How's it not a negative 1 million, though?
Yeah.
14% favorable rating.
Does that mean the rest are apathetic about it, too?
Yes, I think there's some degree of apathy. Only 65% are unfavorable. The others, ask me on Tuesday. Who they care?
They're just terrorists. It's okay.
All right. So, jump on board right now. Hey, the NBA, this NBA playoff season, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers two chances to bring home a big win with a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend of the playoff. All you do is this. Place a same-game parlay on any playoff matchup. You'll get bonus bets back even if you don't win. Bet on everything from rebounds to assists to three-pointers and more. You do that by visiting FanDuel.com/Dom. Shoot your shot on America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook. the official partner of 1210 WPHC, FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. Minimum 3-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, the VP choice still up in the air. And again, Trump kept on yesterday about the length of the list. He said Lise would be fine. Tell me she wouldn't be fine. He had this New York reporter with him. But somebody like Tim Scott, people keep on coming back to him again and again and again. A lot of this is who's vetted the most at the time that they can look at. J.D. Vance is very, very good on his feet. Rubio, too. Rubio got vetted when he ran for president, but I'm not sure if there are any things there that would be distracting. Nothing like Kristi Noem, but... Now, if Rubio has a boat, a big boat, it's expensive and all this stuff. Nothing that I think is outrageous.
But who does Rubio win?
Rubio is Latino.
Yeah.
And he's...
But the thing is that conservative Latino vote is already strong in Florida, right? So...
Well, it's around the country.
Yeah.
Plus, he's very good on his feet. Was on with Welker last week talking about the question they only ask Republicans... Will you accept the results of 2024? They don't ask Democrats that. They never do. Democrats would be shocked with that. And he didn't dodge it. He was just very effective at pushing back. So he doesn't gain a state. That's what I'd like to see, somebody that helps you with a state. Doesn't appear to be anybody in the swing states that we see that could help. All right, let's go to Vince. And Vince is in Skip Pack. Vince is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Vince, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, how are you? And I thought of it, somebody doesn't get talked about really at all, and I think that she, again, Dan brought a good point. I don't know what she brings. Someone's got to bring something. But Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I think, is fantastic. She's a governor, so she knows how to, she's got budgets and running people, and, it's like a corporation, and she's top. She doesn't back down. She's very good on her feet, obviously. Can speak because, with her background with the as a spokesperson for Trump, I think she would be wonderful. But no one's talking about
it. I would say two things on it. I don't see any indication that Trump is looking at her right now. There's been nothing. But she's looking at being VP. I don't know if you've seen her recently. There were various hairstyles and things of that nature that were different. Had, yeah. There was more of a glam look. Definitely, she's pretty bored with Arkansas already, and I can understand
why.
Well,
Vince, I'll fill in the blank that you brought up. You said, who does she win? And I do think she wins some. I think she's very relatable to the suburban woman vote, and I think Trump does need to capture that in swing states.
Potentially,
like
but Vince, I think we will hear more leaking, more stuff coming out of it. I'm not saying it's impossible. But the names that Trump says or that leak out, there's maybe five of them, are pretty consistent. And she hasn't been on that in a while. I agree with Dan, though, that suburban women voters, there's a relatability there. And she is extremely quick on her feet, policy-oriented, would do very well in that. Vince, give us a summer smell or a sure smell.
Oh, geez. That's a good one. Well, around here in Skipback, sometimes, unfortunately, the summer smell is that of cow manure because it's farming season.
Cow manure in the summer. We'll put that down. That could be a winner. Thank you, Vince. Have a good Memorial Day.
Very familiar with that in Indiana in this summer, yeah.
So yesterday, Trump, the one thing he said that's solid, it appears to be he's going to do it at the convention this time. I'm not sure the upside of that, the drama of it, what that would mean. The one thing from yesterday to book it, and I wouldn't care how repetitive it is, a rally like yesterday, I mean thematically, not just where it was, in any number of these blue cities, like Philadelphia, even Philadelphia Camden, was overwhelming. Now, there's a lot of work that went into that with the young Republicans and others telling people across the South Bronx, Trump is coming. where this is being held, etc. But it was a festival. It was like Wildwood. It was fun. It was exciting. And it was like no other political speech that you've seen. But the good side is that Trump, even while having fun and mocking some people, that's okay. It wasn't just grievance and minutiae. They stole the vote in Arizona or anything. It was growth, jobs, opportunity. Illegal immigrants are killing you. I wish he would even spend 10 minutes on that. I know it's not his style to drill down on that. That's boring. He mentioned it. There was a rousing cheer there. People know in communities like that, that people that are here illegally are going to be taken care of better, that that's all happening, that it's not about people in the South Bronx as much as people that have come to New York and made their way here illegally. Let's go to Phil. And Phil is next in on Talk Radio 1210. Phil and Telford.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Phil. Good afternoon.
Hey, great. Hi. How you doing? Great show, guys, like always. Yeah, I'm going to miss you heading down the Farley. I'm going to go a different direction to get out of the traffic.
No.
But maybe
there's no traffic
going
coming
south.
By. They wouldn't dare. Don't forget, they're paying your tolls, too,
never
for 45. It's
well,
worth
if you
it
continue
to sit in
head...
for a couple of minutes.
If you continue to head east, maybe I'll catch you at Andre's or something, right?
Well, how did you know that's where I'm headed tonight? Roe is down for
Are
this
you
trip.
Really?
You know what that means. I'm dragged off to the beaches and then over to Andre's. I didn't want to do it. But Andre, when are you going to start advertising on this show? Come on, buddy.
Well, maybe I'll see you there because I'll be in town. So that's awesome.
Oh, well, we'll be there about 7, Phil. So come stop by.
Oh, that was going to be a huge crowd.
You got it.
Upon Andre's.
Awesome. Hey, listen, my VP pick, I think, is Tulsi Gabbard. I think she checks a lot of boxes. Smart, well-spoken, Hawaiian, and active military. And the Democratic Party hates her, so more of a reason to pick her. And then, I think she's a good one. I don't think she's an abortion extremist.
She is, without a doubt. But I think he's kind of got that vote already, and I don't know about the vetting of Tulsi Gabbard. It was pretty provocative, you know what I mean? Trump? Look who he picked the last time with Pence. So let me ask you this, Phil. This time around, does Tulsi Gabbard move the needle with suburban women? I would say no. Last time, Pence was picked because he was the evangelical guy to juice them up, and Trump was right. Who is it that moves suburban women or suburbanites?
Yeah, you know what? I think she does move suburban women. Not all of them, but I think he captures some of them. Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't think most of these people in the suburbs would know Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, I disagree.
No, they don't. You know,
no.
They don't. We're in a talk radio bubble where people prize her because of her military experience and everything else. I don't think there's
the thing is,
though,
the people that know her are the Bernie bros that you kind of need to recapture again because they kind of went towards Tulsi to a degree because she was speaking out against the establishment on the Democratic side when she was still a Democrat. And
thank you, Phil, very much. I would be surprised with that one. Is she the ultimate that's going to move? I know, you know, you don't have to email me. You don't have to tell me on Twitter and everything else. Why do you keep saying that? I despise these people. They can't. I understand that. It's not about that. It's about one thing, winning. Suck it up for now.
Winning.
Got to put up with them. We got to put up with them. We got to get them over the finish line. Oh, I can't vote for Trump. The ladies in the carpool will find out. Oh, my kids someday will find out. I voted for Biden, even though he was cadaverous, as we heard this week, et cetera.
My kids are going to judge.
So, is right. Yeah. Josh Shapiro's son's going to knock door to door and tell you, how did you do that? He's going to shame you. I'm waiting for that kid, Tommy. He's got to turn 18 before I'm ready to debate him. But 8 years, be ready. The death penalty debate against Josh Shapiro Jr.
Oh, man.
Plan ahead. That's going to need a big tent for that one.
Jerry writes in on Twitter real quick before we go. At the end of the debate, Trump should take Biden by the arm and escort him off stage.
You know what? Let's write that down. That is a brilliant suggestion.
Offer to help.
No, don't be too obvious. Trump knows how to do it. He's shaking his hand kind of one hand, and he's kind of pointing over here. You go off over there, but subtly.
Yes.
The best movement, Jimmy Carter was all tangled up when he debated Ronald Reagan. He didn't take his stuff off yet, and Reagan went over to shake hands, and he looked like he's marching over in command. And Jimmy Carter's fumbling and bumbling to get out of there. Let's send that to the people that we know. What about a move where he goes over and helps Joe off the stage?
I think it's great.
Oh my God, it'd be a
heck of a power move.
Oh, I can just hear Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper tackles him. It's like when Candy Crowley jumped into the ring to help Obama against Mitt Romney. And says,
to be analyzed like a foul in the NBA playoffs is who escorted who off. Because, you know, CNN's going to try to spin it as Biden escorting
Trump. That is a devious mind, but I think Trump could pull it off subtly.
Oh, he could.
All right, we're going to talk with our buddy, Robin Schaefer, who is on the boardwalk sampling people in Ocean City. Are they outraged over prices? And if so, who do they blame for it? Do they blame the greedy Manco and Mancos and beach chair guy? You're greedy. Bob Casey Jr. is going to come down here. Can you see Bob Casey coming to the Jersey Shore to illustrate this?
Right?
What he might wear? Oh, my God. Shrinkflation. That's a smaller beach chair. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in right now. Don't forget the side question on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD. Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
All right, the VP choice still up in the air. And again, Trump kept on yesterday about the length of the list. He said, Lise would be fine. Tell me she wouldn't be fine. He had this New York reporter with him. But somebody like Tim Scott, people keep on coming back to him again and again and again. A lot of this is who's vetted the most at the time that they can look at. J.D. Vance is very, very good on his feet. Rubio, too. Rubio got vetted when he ran for president, but I'm not sure if there are any things there that would be distracting. Nothing like Kristi Noem, but... Now, if Rubio has a boat, a big boat, it's expensive and all this stuff. Nothing that I think is outrageous.
But who does Rubio win?
Rubio is Latino.
Yeah.
And he's...
But the thing is that conservative Latino vote is already strong in Florida, right? So...
Well, it's around the country.
Yeah.
Plus, he's very good on his feet. Was on with Welker last week talking about the question they only ask Republicans... Will you accept the results of 2024? They don't ask Democrats that. They never do. Democrats would be shocked with that. And he didn't dodge it. He was just very effective at pushing back. So he doesn't gain a state. That's what I'd like to see, somebody that helps you with a state. Doesn't appear to be anybody in the swing states that we see that could help. All right, let's go to Vince. And Vince is in Skip Pack. Vince is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Vince, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, how are you? I thought of it. Somebody doesn't get talked about really at all, and I think that she, again, Dan brought a good point. I don't know what she brings. Somebody's got to bring something. But Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I think, is fantastic. She's a governor, so she knows how to, she's got budgets and running people, and, it's like a corporation, and she's tough. She doesn't back down. She's very good on her feet, obviously. Can speak with her background with the as a spokesperson for Trump. I think she would be wonderful, but no one's talking about it.
I would say two things on it. I don't see any indication that Trump is looking at her right now. There's been nothing, but she's looking at being VP. I don't know if you've seen her recently. There were various hairstyles and things of that nature that were different. Yeah. There was more of a glam look. Definitely, she's pretty bored with Arkansas already, and I can understand
why. I'll fill in the blank that you brought up. You said, who does she win? And I do think she wins some. I think she's very relatable to the suburban woman vote, and I think Trump does need to capture that in swing states.
Potentially, but Vince, I think we will hear more leaking, more stuff coming out of it. I'm not saying it's impossible. But the names that Trump says or that leak out, there's maybe five of them, are pretty consistent. And she hasn't been on that in a while. I agree with Dan, though, that suburban women voters, there's a relatability there. And she is extremely quick on her feet, policy-oriented, would do very well in that. Vince, give us a summer smell or a sure smell.
Oh, geez. That's a good one. Well, around here in Skipback, sometimes, unfortunately, the summer smell
is that of cow manure because it's farming season.
Cow manure in the summer. We'll put that down. That could be a winner. Thank you, Vince. Have a good Memorial Day.
Very familiar with that in Indiana in this summer. Yeah.
So yesterday, Trump, the one thing he said that's solid, it appears to be he's going to do it at the convention this time. I'm not sure the upside of that, the drama of it, what that would mean. The one thing from yesterday to book it, and I wouldn't care how repetitive it is, a rally like yesterday, I mean thematically, not just where it was, in any number of these blue cities, like Philadelphia, even Philadelphia Camden, was overwhelming. Now, there's a lot of work that went into that with the young Republicans and others telling people across the South Bronx, Trump is coming, where this is being held, etc. But it was a festival. It was like Wildwood. It was fun. It was exciting. And it was like no other political speech that you've seen. But the good side is that Trump, even while having fun and mocking some people, that's okay. It wasn't just grievance and minutiae. They stole the vote in Arizona or anything. It was growth, jobs, opportunity. Illegal immigrants are killing you. I wish he would even spend 10 minutes on that. I know it's not his style to drill down on that. That's boring. He mentioned it. There was a rousing cheer there. People know in communities like that, that people that are here illegally are going to be taken care of better, that that's all happening, that it's not about people in the South Bronx as much as people that have come to New York and made their way here illegally. Let's go to Phil. And Phil is next in on Talk Radio 1210. Phil and Telford.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Phil. Good afternoon.
Hey, great.
Hi.
How you doing? Great show, guys, like always. Yeah, I'm going to miss you heading down the Farley. I'm going to go a different direction to get out of the traffic.
No.
But maybe
no
you keep going
coming
down.
By. They wouldn't dare. Don't forget, on, they're paying your tolls, too,
never
for 4 to 5. It's worth
you
it
continue
to head for a couple of minutes.
If you continue to head east, maybe I'll catch you at Andre's or something, right?
Well, how did you know that's where I'm headed tonight? Roe is down for
Are
this
you
trip.
Really?
You know what that means? I'm dragged off to the beaches and then over to Andre's. I didn't want
to
do it.
Here?
But Andre, when are you going to start advertising on this show? Come on, buddy.
Well, maybe I'll see you there because I'll be in town. So that's all.
Oh, well, we'll be there about 7, Phil. So come stop by.
Oh, that was going to be a huge crowd.
You got it.
Upon Andre's.
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, listen, my VP pick, I think, is Tulsi Gabbard. I think she checks a lot of boxes. Smart, well-spoken, Hawaiian, and active military. And the Democratic Party hates her, so more of a reason to pick her. And then, I think she's a good one. I don't think
she's
an abortion extremist.
She is, without a doubt. But yeah. I think he's kind of got that vote already, and I don't know about the vetting of Tulsi Gabbard. It was pretty provocative, you know what I mean? Trump? Look who he picked the last time with Pence. So let me ask you this, Phil. This time around, does Tulsi Gabbard move the needle with suburban women? I would say no. Last time, Pence was picked because he was the evangelical guy to juice them up, and Trump was right. Who is it that moves suburban women or suburbanites?
Yeah, you know what? I think she does move suburban women. Not all of them, but I think he captures some of them. Yeah.
I don't know about
that.
I don't think most of these people in the suburbs would know Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, I disagree.
No, they don't. You know,
no.
They don't. We're in a talk radio bubble where people prize her because of her military experience and everything else. I don't think there's
ignorance. The thing is, though, the people that know her are the Bernie bros that you kind of need to recapture again, because they kind of went towards Tulsi to a degree because she was speaking out against the establishment on the Democratic side when she was still a Democrat. And
thank you, Phil, very much. I would be surprised with that one. Is she the ultimate that's going to move? I know, you know, you don't have to email me. You don't have to tell me on Twitter and everything else. Why do you keep saying that? I despise these people. They can't. I understand that. It's not about that. It's about one thing, winning. Suck it up for now.
Winning.
Got to put up with them. We got to put up with them. We got to get them over the finish line. Oh, I can't vote for Trump. The ladies in the carpool will find out. Oh, my kids someday will find out. I voted for Biden, even though he was cadaverous, as we heard this week, et cetera.
My kids are going to judge.
So, is right. Yeah. Josh Shapiro's son's going to knock door to door and tell you, how did you do that? He's going to shame you. I'm waiting for that kid, Tommy. He's got to turn 18 before I'm ready to debate him. But 8 years, be ready. The death penalty debate against Josh Shapiro Jr.
Oh, man.
Plan ahead. That's going to need a big tent for that one.
Jerry writes in on Twitter real quick before we go. At the end of the debate, Trump should take Biden by the arm and escort him off stage.
You know what? Save that. Yeah. Let's write that down. That is a brilliant suggestion.
Offer to help.
No, don't be too obvious. Trump knows how to do it. He's shaking his hand kind of one hand, and he's kind of pointing over here. You go off over there. But subtly.
Yes.
The best movement. Jimmy Carter was all tangled up when he debated Ronald Reagan. He didn't take his stuff off yet, and Reagan went over to shake hands, and he looked like he's marching over in command. And Jimmy Carter's fumbling and bumbling to get out of there. Let's send that to the people that we know. What about a move where he goes over and helps Joe off the stage?
I think it's great.
Yes.
Heck of a power move.
Oh, I can just hear Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper tackles him. It's like when Candy Crowley jumped into the ring to help Obama against Mitt Romney. And
it's
going to
be analyzed like a foul in the NBA playoffs is who escorted who off. Because, you know, CNN's going to try to spin it as Biden escorting
Trump.
You
know, that is a devious mind, but I think Trump could pull it off subtly.
Oh, he could.
All right, we're going to talk with our buddy, Robin Schaefer, who is on the boardwalk sampling people in Ocean City. Are they outraged over prices? And if so, who do they blame for it? Do they blame the greedy Manco and Mancos and beach chair guy? You're greedy. Bob Casey Jr. is going to come down here. Can you see Bob Casey coming to the Jersey Shore to illustrate this?
Right.
What he might wear. Oh, my God. Shrinkflation. That's a smaller beach chair. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in right now. Don't forget the side question on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.